This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Congress confirmed Democrat Joe Biden as the presidential election winner Thursday after a violent mob loyal to President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. Their aim was to overturn Biden's win in America's presidential election. Around midday Wednesday, protesters breached the U.S. Capitol building and sent politicians into hiding, but lawmakers were resolved to complete the Electoral College tally in a display to the country and the world of the nation's commitment to uphold the will of the voters and transfer power peacefully. They pushed through the night with tensions high, and the vote came in the early hours of Thursday morning. Vice President Mike Pence, presiding over the joint session, announced the tally of 306 to 232 votes. Several Republican senators who support President Trump had planned to object the vote, but changed their minds after the day's events. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who has been a staunch Trump supporter, strongly defended certifying the votes. President Trump, who had repeatedly refused to concede the election, said in a statement immediately after the vote that there will be a smooth transition of power on Inauguration Day. In a statement posted by an aide on Twitter, Trump said, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. The rioters who descended on the Capitol Wednesday were egged on by Trump, who had questioned the integrity of the election for weeks and had urged his supporters to descend on Washington to protest Congress's formal approval of Biden's victory. Some Republican lawmakers were actively raising objections to the results on his behalf when the proceedings were halted by the mob. For more on our U.S. political news stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is unlikely to win approval in Japan until May due to the requirements for local clinical trials, the distributor said, and this casts doubt over a nationwide vaccination rollout before the Summer Tokyo Olympics. With an eye on the Olympics due to start in late July, Japan has secured rights to at least 540 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from several Western developers. It's the biggest quantity in Asia and more than enough for its 126 million population. And Japan declared a limited state of emergency in the capital, Tokyo, and three neighboring regions Thursday to stem the spread of the coronavirus, resisting calls from some medics for wider curbs due to the economic damage they would cause. The government said the one-month emergency would run from Friday to February 7th in areas covering about 30% of the country's population. Restrictions would center on combating transmission in bars and restaurants, which the government says are main risk areas. Washington may sanction those involved in the arrest of over 50 people in Hong Kong and will send the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations to visit Taiwan, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, drawing anger and the threat of retaliation from Beijing. Pompeo said he was also appalled by the arrest of an American citizen as part of Wednesday's crackdown in Hong Kong and added the United States will not tolerate the arbitrary detention or harassment of U.S. citizens. Meantime, China was one of the many nations criticizing Wednesday's siege on the U.S. Capitol by protesters supporting Mr. Trump. China drew a comparison on Thursday between the storming of the Capitol and last year's often violent pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, but noted that no one had died when demonstrators took over the legislature of the China-ruled city. One protester was shot yesterday in Washington during the chaos. Clips of the chaotic scenes from Washington aired repeatedly on China state television. And Joshua Wong, one of Hong Kong's most prominent democracy activists who is serving 13 and a half month jail sentence for illegal assembly, is suspected of violating the city's national security law, according to a notice on his Facebook account. Wong, who is 24, gave a police statement on Thursday, according to the Post. There was no more elaboration on that. So we invite you to visit our website now for more on these and other stories. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.